from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And we welcome you, the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, and every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald. You know him as former Allegheny County Executive for 12 years, counsel before that, but in his new role, he works with 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh in the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission role as Executive Director. Rich, good to see you.
Good to be with you, Larry.
An unbelievable news week and weekend, obviously, and I thought about you for this reason. I thought there have been many times that presidents and former presidents have visited Allegheny County, and so I'm sure you are very in tune with what the protocols are with Secret Service and security.
Many times, and you're exactly right, and we dealt with, obviously, Secret Service a lot, and we would often, as the county, we would get the updates when they were coming, would know, you know, ahead of time, maybe 10 days a week as they plan things out. And our county police, along with all other law enforcement, would plan not only the venue, but the route, you know, where they would be going, how the streets would be blocked off, et cetera, et cetera. One that really comes to mind was, you might remember when the Fern Hollow Bridge collapsed in January of 22. The president was coming that day. He had already scheduled to come that day to appear at Hazelwood Green to talk about his infrastructure plan.
So he was, I had forgotten that part of it. He was already...
He was scheduled to be here.
And we were. There's a massive effort that has to go into any visit.
Exactly. We were scheduled to be here. And also at the time, we all had to get COVID tests. You had to be cleared to even come near the president at that time because we were still, you know, coming out of the pandemic. So the bridge collapses early in the morning, as you recall, maybe 7 o'clock, something like that. He was scheduled to be here around 1 o'clock and give a speech over at the Hazelwood Green, Mill 19. And obviously when that happened, we got in touch with the White House and tried to, and basically saying, you need to come to this site. Like, this was a severe and like spectacular collapse of the bridge down into the ravine. And Secret Service was not having it. They, no. We haven't been able to secure the site. We haven't been able to keep things in check. And really, it was our congressional delegation, Congressman Doyle, Congressman Lamb at the time, and Senator Casey, who really implored the president to say, look, this is a major, major problem that you, if you're in town, you need to go be there. And because where it was in Frick Park, we're trying to tell them, look, all there's up there are deer and turkey and this. But they were very, very concerned. We ultimately got him to do that. But I can tell you the real quick planning that they had to do scrambling, I would almost like to say, in the last couple of hours as they rerouted his, you know, drive from the airport. Instead of going down to Hazelwood Green, he then came over to where the Fernhaler Bridge collapsed, and then we went from there over to Hazelwood Green. And thinking about that the other day, of what happened the other day, not realizing how things like that can happen. Could somebody get close enough up on that hill in Frick Park to be able to do something? It changed a little bit of the way I was able to think about that trip. And we were all just, no, you have to go there. Why would you not go to the most major bridge collapse that we've had when you're talking about infrastructure?
Right.
We were thinking about the, you know, the message as opposed to the security part of it.
And getting federal help to expedite the repair. All of that played in. But I could see now, you know, I was curious, where were you Saturday and what happened and what were you thinking?
Well, I was watching TV and going in and out, doing some things. And as I was kind of shut down a little bit, and my kids were actually sent a group text, one of my daughters, telling us that this happened. And of course, then turning on the news at that point to see what was going on. And I've been to the Butler Farm Show many times. I can't picture the buildings as readily, you know, just having gone through the farm show and seeing all the animals and all the things that go on in the farm show. But of course, like everybody else, just wonder how something like that could occur.
Yeah, that's the number one question, as you know, around the world, really, about the security. And there are multiple layers, and I guess at some point we'll get a exact timeline and how this could have happened, and hope obviously to prevent that ever happening anywhere again. But appreciate you being here. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about something I don't think a lot of even native Pittsburghers know we have: a port of Pittsburgh.
A port. Yes.
Right? You don't think of Pittsburgh necessarily as a port, but we're
one of the busiest ports in the country.
And that's what surprises people, is then they find out and they go, well, wait a minute. We're not only a port, we're one of the busiest. How's come most people don't know about that?
And people, you know, you talk about the flooding that used to occur. We obviously had some flooding in April, but way back in the early part of last century, Pittsburgh would flood almost every year in downtown because there didn't have the locks and dams that kind of prevented and held back some of the water. And the most famous one is the St. Patrick's Day flood of 1936. And a lot of I think there's 17 locks and dams as I look at the numbers in our Port of Pittsburgh area. We're going to expand from 10 counties to 13 because they actually pick up Cambria, Blair, and Clarion County, one of your places you know a little bit about. And they are responsible for keeping our rivers navigable, both for commercial and residential. So many people obviously now use the rivers for a lot of fun and recreation.
Absolutely. Rich Fitzgerald with us on the Big K Morning Show. More about the locks and dams and a lot more coming up. And our conversation continues with Rich Fitzgerald in studio, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Locks and dams, a big part of the navigation around our three rivers here. And Rich, I think people just assume that these things have been here forever. They haven't. Obviously, there was a plan so we wouldn't flood every year. But it also takes a lot to maintain them, right?
It does. And now as these locks and dams are, you know, some of them over 100 years old, obviously wear and tear. We see it with bridges, obviously, but that's more obviously visible. But the locks and dams that we see, and, you know, you go over, say, the Highland Park Bridge, and you see that Highland Park lock and dam, or down in Charleroi or wherever, we've got a lot of them. And they really save a lot of wear and tear on our roads because the amount of freight that they're able to carry, I think one barge, if I recall, and Marianne, who's going to be on in a little bit, can give us these numbers, take 1,000 trucks off the road. Those big 18-wheel trucks that we see on the highway. So there's an awful lot of economic ability. I think it's over 15,000 jobs that are supported by our locks and dams. And we've been very fortunate that the Corps of Engineers has provided some funding, but we probably need more of it to continue the maintenance.
So when you see one of those barges loaded with coal, for instance.
Yes, exactly.
That's
1,000 trucks.
Wow.
that we take off the road. So
we kind of take all that for granted, moving up and down the rivers over the years.
Right, exactly. You see them, and they're you know, you're coming across a bridge down there, the ballpark or whatever, and it's beautiful to see, you know, this majestic, huge thing that comes down the locks and dams. But they have economic impact. Obviously, we saw the impact when the Baltimore issue happened a while back, that knocked out a major artery for a period of time. And the impact that it has, and the efficiency and economic impact of that, what we enjoy and sometimes take for granted. And people love the navigable, taking their boat, you know, when they would just want to go out fishing and for a little trip with their family, you know, you can do that. And that's because of those locks and dams that we often take for granted.
Yeah. Recreational boating. I heard, and I don't know how true it is, that we have as many licenses as some places you would associate with boats, you know, like in Florida,
right?
You know, right here in Pittsburgh, recreational boating still very big.
I've seen those same statistics, and you, when you see what used to be the Regatta or a big Kenny Chesney concert or a big pirate weekend, you could see them out on the rivers and enjoying themselves.
Somebody asked me the other day, because they know you're on now, and they said, "Hey, ask Rich, whatever happened to the Regatta?" And that used to be such a huge deal with the Conley family that at that time owned the Gateway Clipper fleet, and it went on for years and years and then just kind of disappeared.
It was a private nonprofit. It really wasn't part of any governmental operation, although the government, county, city, state supported some of the activities. They ran into some financial issues a number of years ago, and I think that kind of ended it. Whether it'll be resurrected, I guess, remains to be seen. But you're right, it was a spectacular event for years and years that would draw so many people into the point, to the Golden Triangle, and you know, we know how important that is.
Yeah, it used to be in mid-August, and then one point moved it along with the 4th of July celebration, kind of expanded that footprint. Maybe that'll come back with the Allegheny County Fair someday.
There you go.
Rich gets that question too all the time.
Every once in a while.
You said, no, you're happy to have the outlying counties have their fairs. The Big Butler Fair was a big success.
It was a big success, and we're running into fair season, and we'll be talking about some of them in the coming weeks. But yes, if you want to go see some of the great fairs that exist, county fairs, we have a lot of them in this region, and every week, probably starting right now through Labor Day, there will be a fair.
And I'm going to guess next week when you're here, we're going to be talking to somebody about Steelers training camp, because we'll be on the eve of what is, in this town, one of the biggest events in terms of just mentally. When the Steelers go to camp, something changes.
Well, it's going to be a little different, though. You're right. We're going to talk about the economic impact to La Trobe. As we know, every year when they go to St. Vincent, we focus on the players and the training and who's going to make it, who's going to not make the team, all those kind of good things. But there's an economic impact that really helps our friends in Westmoreland County and our friends in La Trobe. And we want to delve into that a little more deeply.
Well, here's something to think about. August 9th is the first Steelers preseason game at Acrisure.
Coming fast.
August 9th. That is just around the corner.
Yes, it is.
And I also want to mention one other event next week is the HM3 into Partners Independence. HM3 Independence Fund Partners putting together this Celebrity Care Fest. This is for UPMC Children's Hospital this year. So Friday night, it's Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Pat Benatar with Bill Cowher's wife, Queen Bee, opening. And then Saturday, they have Smokey Robinson, Hall of Famer, not only a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but a singer-songwriter Hall of Famer, and a superstar artist. And then this gentleman named BK Jackson, who happens to be...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mel Blunt kind of took him in when he was very young. He and his wife mentored him, and he's a saxophone player, world class, played with Prince, and he's going to be there too.
Wow.
All to
spectacular weekend.
Support Children's Hospital. You've been to some of these in the past. Kind of fun because it's an amphitheater in the private backyard.
It's a backyard amphitheater, and to describe it as a backyard probably doesn't do it justice, but it's a spectacular event that has gone on for many years. And wow, to have both nights now, two nights.
Right.
I think it used to just be one night, if I
right.
recall. And for Children's Hospital, which is a great, great institution in this town, should be good. And there's always a Pittsburgh connection, as
always.
You see, with whether it's Mel Blunt or even Smokey. Smokey has a Pittsburgh connection as well.
Married a Pittsburgh gal from Oakland who grew up on Robinson Street.
Everything comes back to Pittsburgh.
And by the way, if you'd like information on the HM3 Celebrity Care Fest, go to hm3.org. And coming up next, we're going to check in with the woman who runs the port of Pittsburgh.
Very important job. Very important job.
I didn't know we had a port. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald in studio, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And we welcome the Executive Director of the Port of Pittsburgh, Mary Ann Bucci. Mary Ann, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Fun to know there's always that connection. Rich, I always say you're a half person from everybody. So Mary Ann's family, they're from the neighboring village where my wife's family's from in Italy, and over there in South Oakland, Parkview Avenue area, right?
Right.
Well, good to have you on the show. And I said to Rich, a lot of people don't know we have a port in Pittsburgh. Where's that at?
Well, the Port of Pittsburgh Commission is more like a chamber of commerce where we promote the region. By legislation, we're not allowed to compete with the private terminals. So we cover a 13-county region
and
over 200 miles of river.
Yeah, and Mary Ann is a Pittsburgher. Let's just say that, and it bleeds black and gold. And she's done a great job running the Port of Pittsburgh. And we mentioned this earlier, Larry, that we've got these, I think it's 17, Mary Ann, you could correct me if I'm wrong on that, but the locks and dams of obviously the three major rivers that create so much economic impact in this region. But as they age, and we've seen, some of the issues that have occurred with them, to talk about the economic impact and the number of jobs and the type of things that a lot of us don't know about, that how important these what the port does and what these locks and dams mean to us.
Well, the locks and dams are what keep our river navigable. And the one thing that's very important to know is we get our funding based on commercial traffic tonnage only. So all the beautiful attributes we have of the river system with recreational boating, municipal intake water, facilities that intake and use the river for outtake of their water intake, they are not calculated in any benefit-to-cost analysis. Now, that is something that we can hopefully change, but that commercial traffic is what keeps our rivers navigable and allows everybody to enjoy them.
So if we didn't have that, the enjoyment that people get would not occur. Now, there's been something spectacular happen in the last, I guess, the last week or so. If you could describe, you're actually blowing up one of the dams down in, is it Elizabeth? And that's, what's that process about? And then I also think I read that the river now will actually drop 3 feet when that is completed.
Well, if you're going from Elizabeth to Charleroi, it will drop. But if you're going from Elizabeth to Braddock, it rises. But there is an issue going on down there, and they did the first blast, but the river did not equalize to a 9-foot draft, which is what the barges need. So essentially right now, that river is shut down to traffic, which is not good. You know, the limestone comes up the Mon from West Virginia. You have U.S. Steel that's not going to be able to receive coal. There is a navigation call this afternoon that can hopefully find some solutions. I talked to some of the industry people, and they're looking for barges that do draft 7 feet. But that's a big cost to somebody because it's not going to hold as much commodity as a barge that's doing a 9-foot draft.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, what could you possibly do now? That's going to take some real engineering.
It's going to take some real engineering, and hopefully the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has some suggestions. The suggestions I'm hearing from industry is using barges that can draft 7 feet so some of the cargo can move through. But we cannot wait until they're done blasting to get that 9-foot draft. That won't be till November, beginning of December, and that's just not going to work. The benefit of removing Elizabeth is you're going to have 30 miles where you can go from Charleroi to Braddock without going through any locks and dams. So it's good for commercial traffic. It's a lot of fun for boaters. And, you know, we're excited to have it happen. But, you know, we got a pretty big hiccup going on right now, and hopefully we can resolve it quickly.
That'll be one of the longest stretches. Would you say 30 miles from one to the other?
Right, from Charleroi to Braddock, it'll be 30 miles.
That's a long stretch.
Marion, you've described to me over the years about the amount of truck traffic that is alleviated when the barges are able to carry, whether it be limestone, coal, whatever it might be. Was I right? I think I said almost 1,000 trucks that are taken off when you see those barges come up the river?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can probably load 68 to 72 containers or, you know, on a barge. So you times that by 15. You're definitely saving, you're definitely taking a lot of barges, probably over 10,000 barges a year off the roads.
Wow. That's
that is amazing. When Rich mentioned that to me earlier, you think about, you just kind of see these barges going up and down the river, and you just kind of take it for granted. But that's an amazing 1,000 trucks for one of those loaded barges.
Yeah, and Marianne has also educated a lot of us on the economic impact, which is over $4 to $5 billion to this region, the economic impact, and the three counties that go beyond what SPC or the Allegheny Conference, the RADC does. I think if I'm Marianne, Blair, Cambria, and Clarion, in addition to the 10 counties that most of us are aware of.
Clarion is not one of our, we added Indiana and Cambria.
Oh, okay, Cambria, I'm sorry. Okay, so just correct that.
Yeah, and in personal income, it's $7.2 billion. In state and local revenue taxes, it's about $1.5 billion.
And I understand, what, 15,000 jobs are supported by what's done on these locks and dams?
Direct jobs is 25,600.
Wow. Wow.
That's construction, utilities, petroleum and coal products, and mining.
That's a lot of jobs. And we've had bipartisan support in the federal government. I know Senator Casey, as well as Representative Reschenthaler, one in the House, one in the Senate, have been very, very helpful in pushing funding and legislation that helps us get this done, which is a credit to you and your board and the commission to be able to get, you know, both sides agreeing on something that's important, which doesn't always happen in Washington.
No, especially recently. But we did get $41 million to finish the Mon River, and that was through Congressman Reschenthaler's efforts. Senator Casey has been on board with us since 2012. And he, when you look at the IIJA, he got $858 million dollars for that Montgomery Lock and Dam, $77 million for Emsworth, close to a billion dollars, and there was only $2.5 billion available for all the inland waterways. So not only do we have strong support and a bipartisan support, we really fight hard for the entire inland waterway system.
And I know
we have two champions in our legislation.
And I know you recently, because I was on this tour, you took a tour of the House Senate Transportation Committee up and down the rivers, particularly touring the Emsworth Lock and Dam. And I think many of those state senators were really impressed with how important these locks and dams are to all of us.
Yes, and they must have caused quite a buzz, because I'll be taking the House Transportation Committee on a tour as well. But I think I might put them on the Gateway Clipper.
They didn't want to be left out, is that right?
That's a good idea.
They don't want to be left out.
Mary Ann Bucci, Executive Director of the Port of Pittsburgh. Nice to talk to you this morning, and love the connection, the Pittsburgh connection. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Ann.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
thanks.
Keep us posted on what happens next, too.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You got it. Well, I'll tell you what, when Rich Fitzgerald's here, the time flies. Caitlin O'Connor is with him. She's just mesmerized.
And keeps him in line. Let's be honest about it.
Always.
Always.
Always mesmerized. So, to recap, we had a great conversation with Mary Ann Bucci, Executive Director of the Port of Pittsburgh. And clarification, in my mind, you think of a port being a place. This is really a region covering our rivers and waterways.
Well, we know how important those three rivers have always been throughout our history and continue to be, but somebody's got to take care of them, and somebody's got to make them navigable and usable and safe and all those things. I mean, we use it for our drinking water. We use it for industry. We use it for so many things. And again, we shouldn't take it for granted, because one of the great things about this region compared to some other parts of the country is we have a lot of water. And in places like the Southwest, which they really go through conservation and actually have, I would say, political battles over water rights, which we don't do here in this town. We don't say, oh, Beaver County, this is your water right, and Allegheny, this is your water right.
Can you imagine if we had to argue over water here from all the communities and counties?
In other parts of the country, that's exactly what they do.
If that was the case, you wouldn't want the job you currently have.
We have enough political battles over other things. We don't need water right battles. So that's...
But again, good. For the people that don't know the mission of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission with the 10 counties and including the city of Pittsburgh, it's really about looking at the future.
Looking at the future and making sure that we have the infrastructure, whether it be roads, transportation, utilities, broadband, all the things we've talked about over the last few weeks, so that we have the quality of life and economic growth that we all want and sometimes that we appreciate but sometimes take for granted.
Rich, always good to see you. Next week, a little teaser, we're going to talk about the economic impact the Pittsburgh Steelers have in Latrobe when St. Vincent College becomes black and gold.
I think we all sense the economic impact they have on the North Shore and in downtown Pittsburgh. But there are places that really benefit, and Latrobe, which becomes the eyes of Steeler Nation, focused next week. What does that mean to the folks who live in Latrobe and the benefits they get for those few weeks that the Steelers are in camp there?
Yeah, even places like Sharky's, you know, where you have it's a cool little place that people, that season, it blossoms, let's just say. It's a destination point for many.
For many it is. It's a pilgrimage, no question.
All right, Rich, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
You as well, Larry. Good luck.
Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.